This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For all of its massive coastline, its charming lakes, rivers, and streams, California has the fewest people who go fishing per capita. I'm talking recreational fishing, and the numbers are dwindling further. Fewer people buying a fishing license means less money for the state's fish and wildlife agencies. So, in a bid to get hooks in, they're going to change the fishing license system, Andy Euler reports.
Jim Kraft and his 12-year-old son Tyler are packing up their fishing rods and tackle after a morning on Lopez Lake on California's central coast.
How often do we fish, Ty?
Not very often.
Not enough.
This is the first time this year.
Each of their annual fishing licenses run $47.
And then we get to use it for 2 days and put it in your pocket, and then you don't use it for the rest of the year. So that's kind of the problem with amateurs like us.
The Krafts don't get much value because if they buy a license in June, it runs out in December. This family, like a lot of Californians, goes camping and fishing in the summer, and they normally just pick up a license at a local marina. Kim Sylvester started working at the Lopez Lake Marina in 1999. She's the one who explains to people about the expiration dates.
It's always been that way. Everybody's complained about it because it's not reasonable.
This year, California voted on a change. State Senator Tom Berryhill wrote a bill to make a fishing license valid for 12 months from the time of purchase. So, if you buy your license on Memorial Day weekend, it's valid until next year's holiday. The idea was convenience and to boost jobs in outdoor tourism, since more people will theoretically fish if the license is good for when they want to fish. Chuck Bonham is director of California Fish and Wildlife. He's not sold on the new law. He notes most states use the calendar year model. He expects the change will mean people will buy a license less often, and his department could lose money, including funds to breed more fish, to stock lakes and rivers.
Well, if we take a $30 to $40 million loss, we're going to have to reduce our hatchery production by 500,000, 800,000 fish a year that will have fewer to put out for the anglers.
His department's money also pays to clean up pollution and manage wildlife on state land. Nathan Garcia grew up on Lopez Lake and fishes whenever he can. He says he knows a lot of people who just roll the dice.
I know countless people that fish every day without a license.
That's exactly what Fish and Wildlife wants to avoid. By making fishing licenses valid summer to summer when most people go, more anglers are likely to fish within the law. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.